pain, torture, trauma, and now sexual assault? Don't you think Indigenous people have gone through enough? And it's time to stop adding to the list of torture, pain, and trauma.
Just over 1 in 10 of off-reserve First Nations youth and 7.8% of Métis youth report having a mood disorder. Rates of acute care hospitalizations for intentional self-harm are high among the Indigenous youth aged 10 to 19.
Indigenous culture. Why does the Canadian government show that they have accepted Indigenous people when they actually have not? If they had, they would stop selling Halloween costumes that resemble Indigenous people, dream catchers in dollar stores, and they would give their land back so that they wouldn't have to fight for what is theirs.
Residential schools. Children suffering, agony, and split from the cultures and family. These were many of the things that Indigenous children dealt with and still do this day. So, it is estimated that 20,000 children were taken away from their parents and forced into residential schools, and 6,000 of them got killed.
Hi, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Sana Amin, and I read the book The Break by Katharina Vermette.
My name is Gareth Matthew, and I read the book Son of a Trickster by Eden Robinson.
My name is Muskan Mundian, and I read The Monkey Beach by Eden Robinson.
My name is Talha Tariq, and I read the book Seven Fallen Feathers from Tanya Talaga.
The Break is about a 13-year-old Métis girl who gets raped in a dark alley, and a woman holding her crying child had just witnessed what had happened to her, and how all the characters are connected to each other.
My book, The Son of a Trickster, is by Eden Robinson. It is a national bestseller, and it focuses on a 16-year-old boy named Jared. He had a very tough life while currently being in high school. His parents split when he was still at a young age. His maternal grandmother has a mysterious grudge against him, which he finds out later has to do with his culture. Soon after he turns 16 and he starts grade 10, new events in his life start to unfold, which brings him closer to his culture.
In the book, Monkey Beach, it talks about the loss of Indigenous cultures and traditions, sexual assault, spiritual awareness, and grief.
So, in my book, The Seven Fallen Feathers, this book is basically about seven high school students who died in the northern city, Thunder Bay, which is where this book is based on. And each of the fallen feathers represents young Indigenous students, and they were forced to leave home, like their families, to pursue this education. And they were also, their families were split from this, from going to residential schools, maybe by getting killed or getting split up or getting lost. And many of these youths were found in rivers despite being strong swimmers and having lived by the water their whole lives. And all of their deaths were deemed accidental by local authorities.
So Sana, why don't you start us off by telling us why your book is the best?
So my book is the best because it talks about racism, sexual assault, rape, trauma, pain, and how the main character, one of the main characters, dealt with the rape afterwards, how all the characters are connected to what had happened to her. And it's a lot of female Indigenous voices, which you don't really hear about in books. It's mostly males and females mixed, but mostly towards the males. But this book has one male character, but it mostly has female voices, and it talks about sexual assault, which is a huge issue, but not that many people talk about these days. And especially when I was researching for my website about sexual assault, I did not know that sexual assault in Indigenous with Indigenous people is a big problem. Like, a lot of people, like, there are like 138,000 cases of sexual assault and violence towards Indigenous women aged 15 to 34, and there's like 63% of Indigenous people who are victims of this, and 85% who are sexually harassed and don't go to the police because they're scared that nothing will happen. Because I've noticed that if it was a non-Indigenous person, the police will take their case more into consideration and look more into it. But if it's like an Indigenous person, they'll like brush it off, look at it a bit, but won't really. And I feel like this book is perfect for all ages like 15 and above to read, because it's interesting. It has everything that a person could read. At first it was like boring, but then it got so interesting that I just want to keep reading it.
Yeah, I do agree. A lot of like indigenous women, like stuff like that, that hasn't been really projected in mainstream media. It's more of like a collective. And yeah. I do agree that that is like an important part.
Yeah, but wait, why do you think your book is interesting? Like, well, why do you think yours should win?
Well, my book, it basically centers on culture and family. So
yeah.
Basically, this kid, Jared, he had a very full life when he was 1 to 5. His family was close. Even though his grandmother still had the grudge at that time, it didn't stop them from...
what grudge?
I did forget to mention that, but so basically... His maternal grandmother from his father's side always said that his mother's side. She always said that he was a trickster. He's not a real human being.
Yeah.
And he was son of a trickster. I don't want to spoil the book too much, but basically, in the Ouijit culture, the trickster is basically a character that is frowned upon. It's not a favorable character, and basically. For some reason, reasons that are unknown, you have to read the book to find out why his grandmother always said this. But for some reason, his grandmother always didn't like him and always portrayed him as like this character instead of a human being.
His own grandmother.
His own grandmother. Wow. It was pretty hurtful. And I think it is one of the reasons why his parents split up, because there was always tension between this grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, over the years after they split up, Jared's life goes into a horrible turn. His mother couldn't make enough money to pay rent and pay for food and stuff. So they turned to selling drugs. And
so there's like, sorry for cutting you off, there's like racism in your book, right?
Not necessarily. It's more of Jared, the kid, doesn't know his own culture. Like,
yeah, but the grandmother is kind of racist towards him.
But I wouldn't count that as racism, because she's also... like the same race.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all indigenous people,
so she just naturally doesn't,
yeah, because she believes that in the one of the characters that in their culture, yeah. She believes that her grandson is a portrayal of that character. That's why she holds a grudge against him.
So why do you think everyone should read your book in specific?
Because in specific, basically, indigenous people for a long time, they've been oppressed. They've been treated horribly. And yeah. Basically, for example, like the Intala's book about residential schools were made to basically strip their culture. And just now, recently, as Justin Trudeau came to power, they're trying to make amends and trying to fix things. So this book really portrays the importance of culture and family. So like, in the beginning, Jared strays away from his culture. And these events basically brings him towards him. And like the ending movie.
Yeah, but do you know how you said the Justin Trudeau thing? Yeah, they're saying they're trying to make amends, like what Muscon said. But they're actually, how are they making amends when like they're selling Halloween costumes? Like, why aren't they stopping that? Why aren't they stopping the Dollarama, those dream catchers that are being sold in Dollarama? So
like those things, like that's what I'm saying. It's only starting. It's not complete. It's mm-hmm. It's not gonna make up for the things that happened in the past.
Definitely.
But it's a start.
But they didn't apologize for those things.
They did not apologize for things. But like, for example, this very course that we're doing, it is an attempt to incorporate the indigenous culture back into the curriculum, back to the kids. I always noticed that during the national anthem, there's always like a mention of which land we're on, because they're trying to teach the younger generation what happened to this culture and what we did, and it's wrong. And that they're trying to make events by making other people aware. So basically, this book tells the audience that the importance of culture and why we should always preserve it. So I think that's why my book is one of the best.
Yeah, but my book also mentions like all those things you said, like especially on like sexual assault and racism as well, because like towards the male character in my book, this one cop is also racist towards him, and one day he does take a stand for himself. So my book also has all those things you mentioned. So
yeah, but
yeah. Sorry for cutting you guys
no,
off.
It's okay, yeah.
So I do my book is Sand, Fallen Feathers, and like this book is Tanya Talaga made it, and it's also a national bestseller, which Garrett said, but
mm-hmm.
this person also won an RBC Taylor Prize, and she also won a Writers Trust of Canada, and it's also a First Nation communities read.
My person also won the Governor General Literary Award for pottery in 2013.
Only one?
Okay, but it's...
What do you mean only one? At least you won something.
Three awards.
To be honest... What? A book shouldn't be judged on like the amount of awards that it won.
But like your book isn't that culture based. Like, to be honest, like yours is more fictional. Mine is actually based off seven students who are real too, and
mine has multiple characters in it.
So this is seven characters. How many characters does your story have?
Mine has one.
You can't win off that, but
yeah. It has multiple female voices and male voices, so you can't just base it off the characters.
Real people. Is your based off real people?
Yeah. Are you calling my people fake?
I'm not calling you people fake. I'm just saying like some stories are fictional too.
Maski, why don't we help you? Because like we have the same author, right? So why don't you tell us like why Eden Robinson is one of the best authors?
My author was like actually a journalist.
Yeah, all of our authors are journalists.
But like she was like one of the award-winning journalists. So, like,
what about your book? Why do you think your book should win an award? Should be the best.
So, as I mentioned before, my book is about the loss of Indigenous cultures and traditions, sexual assault, spiritual awareness, and grief. So a big part of my book was actually symbolism and spiritual awareness. In my book, one of the characters, Lisa, has a spirit that follows her around in her conscious, making her aware of her surroundings and what will take place in her life, warning her of her future. Mm-hmm. Also in my book, Monkey Beach, it basically captures all of the occurring events of the Indigenous culture that are being forgotten due to westernization.
Uh-huh.
One of the characters, Lisa Marie, her narration was about the Haisla folklore that was lost through the disappearance of their language. When the stories were told in English, of the same meaning of each word was difficult to define. In this example, it comes to show how we are made to see how unique each tribal culture is and how their loss leads to people becoming disconnected from their roots. Lisa went through a lot of loss throughout the novel, causing her addictions to worsen. She would drink and smoke cigarettes religiously as a way of grieving all the loss that she went through. From losing people very dearly to her and to experiencing sexual assaults, she went through a lot. This book is a great read for those of you that would actually like to read a good book.
Are you calling your book bad?
I'm not calling them bad. I'm just saying.
This has a lot to like traditional stuff as well. Mine focuses on mostly towards sexual assault and how to deal with that and stuff. But yours, yeah. I get
it. Yours only focuses on it.
Yeah, so like,
No, not only. Even missing and murdered.
Okay, the thing is, your book focuses on one specific issue, right?
No, it's more.
No, wait. Your words said specifically that it is about sexual abuse.
Yeah, specifically, that's one of the main factors.
Yes, but my book concludes the entire Indigenous culture and puts it in a perspective where people who are outside the Indigenous culture can also understand.
Are you saying that female perspective is not important?
No, that is not what I said. I said that my book puts it in a perspective that a majority of the people in our country can also understand.
But your book doesn't talk about the issues, though. My book, it has...
Have you read my book, Taha?
Have you read my book,
Garrett? No.
Yeah, okay. Why are you assuming my book is bad?
My book... You should read my book because it has, like, mostly everything in it in, like, little small bits.
Well, my book is $21, so it's a good price, and, you know, it's a good story, too, so why not
should we read your book?
So, my book, right? So... basically, right, in my book, there are seven students to talk about, which all of them had different stories, but it's based off in Thunder Bay. So, this talks about, like, how there's racism happening between the police in Thunder Bay, like, how police aren't treating, recently there's been many stories about, like, police killing Indigenous people, and this, they talk about,
Just for no reason, or, like, what?
So, in my student, I'm not gonna go briefly, because I don't want to spoil the story, but, like, basically, this student got killed by one of his friends, and the police didn't bother to like solve it. They basically laid it off. They actually concluded that as an accidental. But actually, when the case got brought up after many years, they actually found out that somebody actually killed this student, which was his own friend.
So they brushed the case off.
Yeah, so they brushed the case off.
Huh.
So they talked about racism too, and they talked about like how students like this specific student Jordan Wasabi, he had to go away hundreds of kilometers away from his family just to pursue his education in Thunder Bay because his own place didn't actually have education, which Canada promised to give, but they didn't give any sort of high school education to their communities. And so basically my book actually talks about like all the issues that and everything that Canada denies. And
yeah, but your book talks about racism. So does mine. But like what?
So does
what,
mine.
Yeah. But what makes yours so special?
What makes mine so special?
Yeah.
And why you can't say people, awards.
Because... Yeah, yeah. No awards. What makes yours so special? Because mine talks about cases as well that just get brushed off on the side and stuff as well. So what makes yours so specific that readers should read?
So basically, my book also, they talk about residential schools, which I read in chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about how in residential schools, children were like treated poorly. They were given poor nutrition. They were forced to like worship different religions. Yeah. And they weren't even allowed to speak their own language.
Loss of culture, like, which Muscans talks about too.
That's a different book. Does your book talk about like the culture?
It talks about female perspective.
Did you talk about residential schools?
Mine?
Yeah, but my book. See, the thing is,
okay, your book is about a trickster, man.
I'm honestly,
about a family.
I would just like to put out there that
there's no such thing as a real
books.
At the end, we all had great arguments towards whose book you should read. So we're gonna let you guys decide, and please let us know which book you guys would read. I still believe The Break is a good book to read, but it's at the end, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, I think likely we all would still choose our own books because, you know, we actually read it to the end and, you know, we fully understand it unlike each other.
Yeah.
So I recommend that you read Son of Trickster if you want to know about the culture and the importance of family and preserving culture. I think that it's still a good book. And I also agree with Sana by saying all the other books are good for you. It depends on the audience. So
depends on what you want to read, what you're like, finding in a book.
Like what you would like want to sit down after a hard day of work and you just want to relax and you want to read a good book. It's like it's up to you. So please read all the books that we have recommended. And
choose
like
which one you would read after this podcast.
To let us know who won this argument. Thank you for listening to our podcast. My name is Gareth.
My name is Talha. Anyways, I wanted to add on one more thing. So my book, and to conclude my book, obviously, this book is, I think, better than everybody's book here because it goes over every single thing that Canada has done. Yeah, I mean, like, watch, the audience will agree too, because it goes over racism, debt, and all the hard truths that Canada tried to cover. But this shows everything from residential schools to racism and people.
Your book does have advantages, and it is a really good book. But we all have our own opinions at the end.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, to conclude, my book has the most information on how indigenous people have been treated, mistreated, and... inequality.
Since all of you are putting it out there, I just like to say that I guess we all did have great arguments and great points, but at the end of the day, I still believe that The Monkey Beach was an amazing book, and I believe that I believe that you all would really enjoy it. But again, you all had amazing books.
And thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Make sure to comment down below which books you like, because we really want to know who the winner is.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. I meant that wrong. Basically, like your book is like in a fictional sense. Like it's not like about like this is like people like trickster people are fake and that. Like
even though your book is non-fictional, right? And my book is fictional. That doesn't necessarily matter when you're trying to get a point across.
That's not a valid reason.
Yeah, that's not
why your book
yeah but
better.
Like my book is trying to show like what Canada actually did to these students, like how Canada actually in a realistic way treated all these people, and these are actually real people. Like you can actually go search up online Jordan Wasabi and how he got killed and like how the whole investigation happened and how he got laid off and
so
brought up again.
Like
you can like search it up, like I searched it up myself and like I saw.
Okay, but like there are still numerous fictional books that
that does give you a little bit.
Okay, maybe some fictional books might be based off real stories, but
yes, the weird these are actual culture, like the legend is based on. I mean, it's like the book is based off that, but like the point of writing a book, a good book, is that you send a good message.
But yeah, my book talks about like all readers can read, like females and males, like they can read it because it's crime, there's pain, the aftermath, and everything. It talks about is basically there. It's so interesting that you won't want to go away from the book. Like it like attracts readers because it has like everything you can think about in it. Emotion, suspense and everything.
But yeah, my book literally involves like students actually like dying. Like this one student there was in my book about residential schools, again, I'm mentioning it again, where she had to run away from residential school because of how she got beat up a lot. And scientists were running experiments, which mostly like in Canada, they're trying to like cover up all this stuff that they did in the past and trying to apologize for it. But like this book actually brings up everything that happened in the past, such as like this real child who ran away from school, and she was sick because scientists used to run experiments on them in their food to check out medicines or
whatever they used to do. Yeah.
And this person ran away, and while she was running away, she died after she fell because she was too sick, and she had marks all over her body because of getting beat up and this and that. My story actually involves a lot of death. So
mine does too.
You can't.
What are you saying? So
seven deaths.
Wait, Sana. Wait, is your book fictional or non-fictional?
I believe it's fictional.
Both of your books are fictional.
Okay, so then
that does not mean anything.
Okay, but like to be honest, yeah, that is a fair point. I mean, if this is basically like an expose. Exactly.
You're saying that his book's better?
No, I said
that.
I said the book has an advantage.
It does have an advantage.
No, he agrees with me that your book is not good.
No, my book is good. It talks about many issues that are going on now. Like, for example,
But you yourself said that the book is centered on only...
No, that is one main point. That is what I said.
Okay, so then what are the other points?
That there's racism.
But there's also like racism in all every single book. I
feel like all of our books have... They talk about a lot, but my book, specializes in symbolism, and it also talks about spiritual awarenesses, which is also like a big factor in intimacy.
Yeah, but you're not special because like my book also says that.
No, but hers, my book doesn't.
Okay, come on. You guys talk about racism. Mine talks about like the police.
Yours talks about racism too. I have the police
and
in my
also
book.
People being racist to my people. Like,
yeah,
like
I
this
have that
guy's
too.
Own friend killed him.
The cop's assistant.
Okay, cops only, right? Mine talks about cops and normal people in Thunder Bay.
Okay, my book talks about
the crime
about a
rate
lot of
in Thunder Bay is the highest.
Well. Okay, so the cops are like finding like rape cases and stuff. You're saying that's not important?
Yeah, you're saying that's not
when
important.
When did I say that? When did I say that?
Well, you're saying that your book is like more important. That's exactly what you said.
So I said my book is better to read. It's
wait, did you know this guy named David William Ramsey paid teenage indigenous children to have sexual intercourse with them, and then he dropped them off on the side and wouldn't even give them money and just leave them, and most of them got pregnant, guys.
Really?
That's horrible. Yeah.
That is why my book is important. It's like a big issue that not that many people know about. That is why you should read it. Like, you'll get to know things.
That is true. But, like, I one problem with deciding, like, which book is the best is, like, our books are for different audiences, in a way.
Yeah, and we all believe that our book is good because we read it and we...
When you talk about sexual assault, basically, right?
Because, like, for Taha... I think like his book is good because it explains a lot about their culture like in depth, and it's also nonfiction, so that's a bonus.
Yeah.
My book is more of for people who are not indigenous and just want to have like an insight on their culture and their like lives, and then yours is mainly like focused on like the abuse that
they've been through and like
and,
the characters.
Musky and I have no idea, so can you fill me on this?
I was saying that basically. So my book, like you talk about how sexual assault is happening in your book. My book talks about residential schools where kids get actually raped and like sexually abused.
Yeah, so that's a similarity. Between our books.
Wait, did your book have it, or did you just read it somewhere?
It happens in my book, and I was giving you an example of a real life person that did.
Oh, you were giving
too.
An example. It's not in your book though.
No, but it is in my book. This girl got raped. A 13-year-old making
fictional.
What is your point? It happened. That's why. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say my book actually has sexual assault in it as well. When one of the main characters, Lisa Marie, she went on a date. Okay, this was also related to the spiritual awareness, as basically in the book, she has a spirit that basically follows her around and warns her about her future and like what's going to happen. And basically she goes on a date and her spirit actually warns her that something bad would happen, and she basically got date raped. So as you guys are talking about sexual assault.
All our books... connect yeah. that to rape,
you have,
basically.
You have children. Exactly, yeah. You have children getting sexually yeah. assaulted?
Yeah, I mean, it was yeah, a 13-year-old girl. She was a child.
Yeah, yeah. that is a
yeah,
child.
I have 9-year-olds in mind.
Okay,
but, okay, but that but you can't.
That's
that.
A dead girl.
It's still sexual it's, assault. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it is. But you can't say one sexual assault case is more important than.
It doesn't. It matters, but like.
We're talking about indigenous schools or graduate schools in general, like what everybody did there. So like that includes like all the students there.
Well, this is a tough choice.
I agree. All of you guys have.
So I guess it is a tough choice. So we'll let you guys, the audience, decide what book you think you guys would read and which do you think won or was the best.
But to conclude, we'll also give an opinion about us, like which book do we think is the best. So and to conclude, all of us, some of us have nonfiction, some of us has fiction. Some of us has different audiences. So we'll come back to you with a conclusion and to basically tell you which book we think is overall better.